Next individual, please.
Item 930, request of Tamara DeRitter to address council regarding short-term housing enforcement.
So, folks, people are trying to make me the microphone cop today. Let's not do that. All right? Three minutes is plenty of time to be able to make a statement. Let's stay within the 3 minutes so that we don't have to do it. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Tamara DeRitter. I'm the chair for Rose City Park Neighborhood Association, and I'm here to talk to you regarding our call for short-term housing enforcement to address Portland's housing needs. This is Neil Chaudreau.
I'm a member of the board as well of the Neighborhood Association.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. And he's a 15-year mayor of Prince Edward Island?
In Prince Edward Island, Canada, many years ago.
Okay. So he's here for support and questions if you have any. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
I'm just a little concerned. I think we now have an unlawful quorum of mayors in this chamber.
That's right. I'll go to my room.
I'm here to talk to you regarding the issue and one that you can act on today. Yes, we are in a housing crisis here in Portland. That part is not new news, but many of you have forgotten that the weak regulation and lack of enforcement of the Airbnb-type rentals has increased house scarcity as well as rental prices. Think about that for a minute. It's been 4 years ago now since the City Council approved this ordinance. Since that time, the number of rentals has grown to 26% annually in Rose City Park neighborhood alone. Over 4 years prior to that, the rental properties remained virtually the same as growth rate, zero. In general, we can all agree that more rental properties is a good thing. It's more space for new residents in our community. However, in this case, according to AirDND, over 50% of those rentals are available all of the time, meaning they are short-term rentals. And in addition, 72% of those rentals are entire homes. The rampant use of whole house rentals does not meet the code. Accessory short-term rentals must be accessory to the household living use at the site. It is time for the City Council to step up its game and either enforce short-term rentals as an accessory to the primary use or get rid of this option. In a city where 80% of the short-term rentals continue to be unregulated, I can only say shame on you for continuing this abject failure of a policy. Yes, short-term rentals can bring some needed income to families trying to deal with increasing costs just to live in the city. But a homeowner providing the public short-term housing as an entire house is not acceptable. Providing short-term housing is a privilege, not a right. If your BDS staff is unable to do this enforcement, we recommend that the city offer a finder's fee for a legal unit and turn it in. It is an unfortunate reality that the City Council trusts its staff to provide truthful documentation in their ordinance proposals. But as a community, we can ill afford supporting short-term housing at the expense of our residents and livability. With increasing density, such as the proposed residential infill project, there is no guarantee that the majority of these new units will not end up as short-term housing. It is this day and age of realizing unintended consequences that is important for us to keep an eye on who will benefit the most out of creating more units per lot in a single dwelling zone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you both.
Mayor.
Our Commissioner Udaly.
I'd just like to respond to some of your comments as the very recent commissioner in charge of BDS and perhaps one of the most vocal critics against short-term rentals on council. I want to tell you that I share your frustration, but explain to you how challenging enforcement is when we don't have the data we need and we are still waiting on it. It's surprisingly difficult to prove that someone is not living in a house they can claim to be living in. There are certainly some flagrant commercial renters on these platforms, and I don't understand why they're not being shut down by the platform themselves. It's also an incredibly expensive endeavor that we don't necessarily have resources for. So
that's why a finder's fee is good.
Yeah, I am happy to entertain that, although it's not my bureau anymore. But I feel like I need to defend BDS staff a little bit because they don't have the information and tools they need. Mm-hmm. And we're still in negotiations over getting host data that was part of an agreement we made in a lawsuit that's supposed to apply to all the short-term rentals. But I absolutely agree that it is a rampant problem, and we have to do better at enforcing. And once we have that information on the host, it will become exponentially easier to do that.
But it's been 4 years. And the fact is, if they don't come through, we should shut it down for a whole host. And I have two sites that have permits, but they're doing a whole house.
Yeah. I wasn't meaning to engage you because...
Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond, but I'd love to talk to you further.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'd love to follow up on this conversation.
Sure, yeah, if you're going to be around. I mean, I'm stuck up here for the next few hours, but...
Okay.
At some point.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you both. Appreciate it. Carl, have any...